I'm running around over here in Spartanburg, out in the edge of, out in the boondocks of the county. Went out and had supper with, went out and took a couple of nice ladies to Olive Garden for supper tonight. So we got back and just been sitting around talking. So now I'm on my way back to the house.
I'm just sitting here watching this story television. I think it comes on 4.2 and talking about 10 things in history that you didn't know about, you know, big projects that were done. It's fairly interesting.
I got cable where I am, so lately I've been watching the Hallmark channel there, and they've taken one of their two channels in there and made it all mystery type movies, and there have been some interesting movies on that, you know, that I watch some of them and see some of those. They have some good mysteries on them, so that's been an interesting thing to watch lately, other than some of the garbage that's on the regular channels and everything. But it is what it is, and all. And tomorrow is the end of another week for those who work. For those of us that are retired, it's just another Friday.
It's just, you know, kind of looking forward to Easter and been enjoying this weather. Went fishing yesterday. Got me a new little bass boat, took it out, tried it out, and it did pretty good. And then went to a catfish pond with a friend of mine today, and we fished a little while and went and had a good lunch. So, been two great days of weather, and from what I hear, it's going to be okay tomorrow till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the rain's going to start again.
Saying the rain is supposed to rain tomorrow evening and tomorrow night, and then supposed to quit again on Saturday morning, so I guess we'll just have to wait and see what it actually does. You know, the weather, and you know, they're good weather guessers sometimes, and sometimes they're not.
I've heard it's the only job you can be wrong half the time and still not get fired.
That too. And of course, some have been, you know, some have been more accurate than others lately, and everything is just, you know, how much time they put into it and how much they study for it and what they do to look at the weather. And of course, the people at the Weather Bureau they got all that fancy equipment out there, and they can't tell no better than anybody else how the weather's going to be, when it's going to be, and where it's going to go. So, you know, the TV people, I got to give them an E for effort, you know.
Kind of predicted this court now, but my bones are hurting. It's going to rain.
Back is giving me fits, and my arthritis is kicking up. I can tell it's going to rain, and I can usually, you know, I can usually tell that, and it gets my attention there. So I can usually tell that, and you know, you go from there. And I don't have some of that other things that people have that can tell, you know, when it's going to snow and things like that. But I can sure let you know when it's going to rain. Oh, just riding along out here, headed back to the house. It's not that far, about 15 minutes total, and then I'll be back home and close it down for the night and stick around the house.
Well, you have a safe trip. I think I'm going to head to the refrigerator and get another glass of tea, and I'll catch you again out here sometime. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, David, well, we'll talk to you later. I've already pre-checked in for the net because I didn't know whether I'd get home before the net time or not tonight. So, anyway, you have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. W2T Mobile.